Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1336, and the writing is Shin number 488. Okay, so the question comes up, is one allowed to wash their hands in a regular bathroom? We're talking about washing Nagelwasser. Is one allowed to use a regular bathroom, right? That's it, whatever the case is. I didn't prepare it by my bed. I don't have it ready, whatever the case is. So the bottom line is many times one is unable to wash Nagelwasser, next to their bed for various different reasons. And the closest place to wash is the bathroom. They go right to the bathroom and they want to wash Nagelwasser. The question is, am I allowed to wash in the bathroom? Whether should I go to the kitchen sink or what should I do? So the consensus of the temporary poskim is that since our modern day bathrooms are much different than what the bathrooms are talking about in the Shulchan Aruch in general, but the modern day bathrooms, number one, it's not used exclusively for relieving. There's various different reasons why our modern day bathrooms are much easier than the olden day bathrooms. Number one, it's not, the bathrooms are not used exclusively for relieving oneself, plus the fact that the waste, in other words, a person washes their face, they wash up, they wash their hands. There's a lot of usages that are going on, number one. Number two, the waste is flushed down, it doesn't stay at the top. Right, it gets flushed down the flush amida and so on, and there's various other reasons also. And also, what about the bathing? Maybe it's a bathhouse, but it's not used exclusively again for bathing either. There's various different actions that a person does in our modern day bathroom. Okay, so now additionally, modern day bathrooms are used for other purposes. Like we said, you wash your face, and sometimes women put on makeup, brushing teeth. Various different things. So it's not just a bathroom. Therefore, one would be allowed to wash Nagelwasser, according to many Paiskim, one would be allowed to wash Nagelwasser in our bathrooms. One must be careful when, as far as making the bracha. You can wash Nagelwasser, but you cannot make the bracha in our bathrooms, even though you'll say it's a modern-day bathroom, this and that. But in the bathroom, you're not allowed to make the bracha, that's for sure not. Rather, one should wash their hands. You wash your hands and you make the bracha outside. Now, you have to be careful when you making the bracha outside, not in case the door is open, not to be facing the toilet bowl, right? You have to be careful with that. That's another issue. We're not getting into those halachas right now, but obviously either close the door or walk away, whatever the case is, not to be facing the place where people use to relieve themselves and so on. Okay, so that's another issue. But one should be careful not to forget, even though they will wash Nagelwasser inside the bathroom, to the bracha itself, for those who make the bracha right away, definitely one has to make it outside. And again, not facing the bathroom itself, if the door is open. Okay. Now, there's another thing also, it's brought down from Rav Moshe, others, if it's possible, one should try and dry the hands, if it's possible, one should try and dry the hands outside of the bathroom. Rav Moshe was a little bit on the stricter side with this, and according to him, if it's possible to dry, at least to dry the hands outside the bathroom, if you did not, there's definitely what to rely on, that even if you did dry your hands in your bathroom, in the bathroom itself, as long as one, made the bracha outside, so that would be perfectly fine. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. Sometimes a person can put the Nagelwasser by the bed, whatever the case is, or they're stuck, or that's the closest place, or whatever the thing is. So we have to know that in a regular bathroom, regular modern-day bathroom, is not a problem as far as washing Nagelwasser goes, as long as, again, the bracha is definitely made outside. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Racha Kol Tuv.